And so our chains are gone. The Lord is good. Anybody have anything that you want to share? As always, you're welcome. You will find me. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Yeah. If we look for him wholeheartedly, we'll find him. That's a promise. We'll find him. Everybody can find the Lord, because he's as close as the mention of his name. I was looking through notes and journals. I read the Bible, and something that jumped out at me, and you know, God doesn't change. The Bible says, I am the Lord, I change not. Except to get better. He changes because he keeps getting better. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. We also are to be intentional about changing from glory to glory. We change from glory to glory. The more we're like him, the more we change from glory to glory. We're called to be intentional about that, to watch ourselves, to see that we're changing from glory to glory. And, you know, if we run into something, then we go, oh, was that glory? Nope. Okay, let's fix that, Lord. You know? Just being transformed by the renewing of our minds. We know that line. We know that. We are being transformed. You know, how's our transforming going? When the kids years ago had the transformers, you know, kids learned how to transform those transformers better than I did. There was a time or two when a transformer was unintentionally broken because you're supposed to open them a certain way. You know, supposed to go a certain way. Since my son-in-law is here, I won't pick on him. I'll just say this, that he's always careful about adjusting my wife. And he's even careful about adjusting me. He said, I'm not going to force that. I'm saying, force it. Just force it. But he won't force it because there's a proper way, you know. And being transformed by the Lord is something that we have to do intentionally, but it's not forceful. It's entering into his presence. It's just coming to his presence with thanksgiving in our heart. Psalm 67:3 says, may all the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Even nations that we're not fond of, may they praise you. It'd change everything, right? And so, from glory to glory is, okay, Lord, let's do it your way. Days go by and the Lord blesses us and keeps us. He doesn't forget about us. He's busy about his business. Are we intentional about seeing his business? That's his business. And he does his business better than we can influence him to do his business. The Lord knows the way. Yeah, you know. Our God's greater than all the other gods. I noticed something about when Solomon was put into place, and Solomon, he says that he checked for all of the foreigners in their land, and he put them to work. He gave them jobs in the building of the temple. There were 120 35,000 or something, and he put so many doing this and so many doing this and so many doing this. I just say that because if they don't work, we shouldn't eat. So I can never stop praising the Lord. Psalm 71:8 says, "That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long." I can never stop. I can never stop. What if I stop and it doesn't start again? So I can never stop. I got my skid loader going this week because I wanted to move some dirt, and it requires charging and jumping, using a little jumper on the charger. That's just how we go. So that's just how I go. Oh, once in a while I'll try to turn it to start it, and it doesn't. It's just dead. But just a little encouragement and a little jump, and it's going. Now then, once I'm going, I don't want it to stop in case it won't start again. But this time it restarted 3 times for me. So, I mean, we were having a, glory to God, this was a God project. It kept going, you know. God is. If we're going to please God, then we first got to believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And because He rewards those who diligently seek Him, we have reason to seek Him because we want Him to reward us, right? I'd rather have God for me than against me, right? Amen. So as you know, this week we got a dribble of rain. A few buckets full of rain. We got a lot more rain than we planned on. And I went downstairs and I looked in my cellar and I had water standing. I said, man, we haven't had it standing for some time, you know, and but the pump was pumping. But there wasn't as much water disappearing as normal. So I got an iron rod out and I chiseled around the rocks, around the sump tub bucket. And it helped a little, but still it was just, and that ground was hard. It's been dry since they fixed the swimming pool, kind of. I mean, we get water tables up there pretty close, but thing is that there's one spot in the bucket that's like about this big around with a whole bunch of holes in it, and it was made to have like a drain hose going into it. Well, I don't have anything, so I didn't cut out that whole hole, because if I cut out that whole hole, it's going to fill up with rocks, you know, so... So I decided, well, I'm going to take the lid off. I'm going to look at this a little closer. I don't like to take the lid off because the lid doesn't always go back on perfectly, it doesn't seem. But I took the lid off and I looked, and water was just trickling in there. So I took the bar and went after it again. And I got down to the rocks, and then I loosened the rocks, and then I smacked it on the inside of the tub, and there came that glorious sound. I mean, water just pouring in. Just a waterfall going into that bucket. It was such a success. And it wasn't 5 minutes and it had everything pumped out and we're just down to a little mud, you know. And I was working on that, and as I worked on it, I had thoughts going in my head. And once it was done, I said, you know, that's kind of a spiritual picture. We can get dry. When we get dry, we get hard, you know. When the weeds were growing in the garden, we waited for it to get soft, and then the weeds would come out easier. You know, I think that's just an additional picture of that. Weeds come out easier if we're soft and tender to the Lord, you know. But we can get so, you know, I mean, from all appearances, the pump was working. So I guess it's okay, I'll just give it time. But time didn't seem to be doing it. It was going to take some action. And so I took a little action and gave it some time, and it wasn't doing anything. So I got disciplined about it, diligent about it, and went after it. You know? That won't happen again, because I will, on occasion, soften that up. I will make sure that it's going to pour in. You see, it really didn't occur to me that my pump could pump, but my water couldn't get into the pump. Because it didn't really have an entrance. Water, you know, will make its way into tight places, but let the dam break, and guess what? It goes like crazy, you know? And so in the future, I will check that. And I have a wife that will be diligent to say, have you checked the pump lately? You know? But, you know, the thing is that we need to watch out for that in our walk with God, that we stay open, that we don't plug up the flow of God into our lives. That, because again, the ground in the basement is just kind of damp because it's a cellar. And it's real damp, wet under the other part, but it's got plastic on top of it and lots of rocks for the water to swim around in. And fortunately, by the grace of God, when we built the house and didn't put in direct tubes to go in, it found its way, and so we have a drain field that drains into the sump pump. But if the sump pump isn't taking the water as fast as it can take it, and it's not the sump pump's fault, it's the owner's fault, because that pump just keeps pumping. It's old, and I keep thinking I should replace it, but then why should I replace it? I should replace it before it's knee-deep in water when I'm trying to pull it out of there. But the truth of the matter is that it works. It works. Well, the damp floor would lead you to believe everything is fine. See, sometimes we can have a damp surface. I mean, we know everything that we hear. No matter, I can tell you nothing new. You can be damp, and you can look, and you can smile, and you can sit here and nod. I know that. You know, and maybe, just maybe, not so much as running in to be pumped out of our lives. We got other things to think about, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Everything looks good. I pump a little. I tell people, Jesus loves you. You know, I think about God, but we could be getting that far below the surface, and it's getting kind of hard of like, well, I better tell somebody about God. I'm supposed to talk to people about God. Or, well, I better pray because, you know, Christians, we're supposed to pray. I'm okay. But deep down, where are we? You know? It's important for us to just be a sieve for the Spirit of God to run into. It's important for us that He be the most important part of our life. And when He's the most important part of our life, then that shows, because we are supposed to be revealing Him. So that we can be encouragers. We can be builders. You know? We can be. I mean, our bushes to the north of our house that had turned into a row of trees that were reduced to 3-foot stumps. Now we've got 3-foot green bushes coming again. Green, you know? Green, and I can see right over them. I can see. I mean, I liked our trees, but I like to be able to see. Vicki says, you know, I can see a lot of things I haven't been able to see for a long time, you know. She can watch the traffic go by and know what's going on. She can spot them, you know, because there's not much to block the view. Sometimes in our lives there can become things that block the view, you know. And we can get used to the blocking of the view. I mean, I grew accustomed to, if I wanted to see something, I needed to walk out into the middle of the street. Because from my house, it was like driving through the East Coast. You can only see 10 feet on either side of the road. You know, how much green do you need? Now, I did not cheer for that storm, and I did not say, finally, Vicki, we got rid of the trees. I just said, hey, praise the Lord. We got a new vision. You know, we need to get new visions in our walk with the Lord. We don't want to get hard, and we don't want to get crusty, and we don't want to just be sitting around waiting for the Lord to come someday. We want to be inviting Him every day. We want to let them. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lean back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so real. I melt in your peace. You overwhelm me, Lord. You overwhelm me, Lord. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. Honestly, you can't begin talking about how good God is without saying, oh, Lord, you're so good. Because it bears witness with our spirit, and our spirit within it goes, there you go. There you go. There you go. You know, it charges us and boosts us just like that. I will magnify the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I don't feel like it. I can't see any reason for it, but I'm going to do it because it's good. And because He's good. He's good. Stir up that gift that was put into you, Paul told Timothy. You know, get up and run around and praise the Lord. Do something. Get an iron rod if you need to and soften it up. I don't know, but I mean, because it's so much better just thinking about the Lord. I get joy. I get joy just thinking about the Lord. If I'm not feeling joyful, I'll start thinking about the Lord. Because I want to be what the Lord wants me to be. If I have some thought that says, oh Lord, that woman you gave me, I want to kill that one. And I just want to start thinking about the Lord. You know? I mean, we get wrong thoughts. We do. But what are we going to do with them? Gossip them? Give John a call and say, John, what am I going to do with this woman God gave me? I feel like John would not say, oh, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think he would say, Bo, what's the matter with you? You know? Or he might say, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out what to do with mine. Now, where is that conversation going to end up? It's not going to be good, you know, but isn't it true? Sometimes you can ask somebody something and they'll one-up you. So pretty soon you maybe walk away thinking, well, I guess I got it better than he does. No. No, chances are it just remains a wrong conversation. And we can get into a lot of wrong conversations. Even with ourselves. We don't have talked to anybody else. We can get into wrong conversations with ourselves. We took a drive last night to show the kids a little bit of what went on with the storm, you know, and there's still certainly wreckage, but we're not just hanging on, we're thriving. We're going to thrive. You know, people that wonder, how am I going to stay alive, you know? No, we're not going to stay alive. We're going to thrive. We're going to. Because we're going to pray. And because all these things are just things that can be fixed. Not one person was hurt. You just got to remember that. Not one person. Not one. Well, one person ended up with an injury, but she's okay. When a garage door hit her, surely. But, you know, honestly, when you think about it, that could have been a death sentence for somebody of that age. Instead, she's planning. Went on a trip. Did stuff like that, you know. It took 2 days for somebody to get injured in the cleanup. And he said that was just stupidity. He was running the chainsaw kicked. I still love the fact he cut his leg and didn't hit an artery. Hallelujah. You know, so God is near, was near, is always near. We need not fear. But we need to remind ourselves. We need to bring to remembrance the goodness of God, because we need the goodness of God. We need to be confident in the goodness of God, because if we're not confident in the goodness of God, you know, we could have a hard surface and the water can't get in and we can't see anything good. You ever been around somebody that can't see anything good? You know? You can come up with something that good and they're, yeah, I don't know. You know? And that is like, whoa, then I have to make a quality decision. Lord, should I dig on that or should I just walk away? Yeah. Because I want to do my best to leave somebody better than they were when I saw them. So I ran into somebody the other day and he wasn't wanting to be comforted at all. And so he'd come up with something. I just try to comfort him a little bit. I said, no, just be calm. But I don't, you know. But I didn't give up till I got him to smile and say, okay. Didn't have to agree with me. I just had to get something. You have to get something in to yourself to work with, and you have to get something in to somebody else to work with. Many times I've talk to his co-worker. I said, can I pray with you? No. But something came up and said, yeah. And I said, you were praying too, weren't you? And she smiled. Now, we're talking about miles of progress in my estimation. You know, maybe, I know, it could be she frowns just because I come in. But that's okay. I don't care. You know? The good news of the gospel. The good news will keep us open. The good news will let the flood come in, let the water rush in, and then we become the pump, pumping it out. Yeah. Rod Stewart did the Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? Nah, that song was out before him. But I never paid any attention to the words until he did it. And I said, you know, there's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine like the sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with laughter. Somehow you make it better. You ease my troubles. That's what you do. You see, that freshness with God will just ease your troubles. That's what God does. He makes all things beautiful in their time. So if he can make all things beautiful in their time, then what should we do with troubles? We should just run them past him. You know, just herd them past him. Put them in the ring for sale. And the good response of the Lord is peace that passes understanding. When we look for him wholeheartedly, he said, when you look for me, Roger, when you look for me wholeheartedly, you're going to find me. That's a promise. You know? And I promise that I'm not going to say, well, not now, Lord. I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to remember that if the rocks are getting dry, I'm going to remember. Rocks should be easy for stuff to get through, but they were like concrete. You know? And we can get like concrete. And we don't want to be like concrete. If I'm grumbling, I'm a little creedy. You know? And I don't, Vicki will hold me to this. Because she's my honey bunny. She'll say, remember what you preached. And then I'll do my best not to say, and you remember it too, sweetheart. You have to be careful how you use the wisdom that God gives you. But you have to make sure that that's your desire. It's worth checkups. It's worth checking. It's worth listening. Worth hearing. What do I hear when I hear me? How do I feel when I hear me? Because that's all God requires, is that we search for it. Seek the Lord and you'll find him. Call upon him while he is near. Lord, search my heart, know my ways. Try me, know my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. We need that. I want to have a flood to pump. I don't want to have a empty tub and trying to pump. You know, oh, I better pump. I'm pastor. Suppose I better go to church today. You know, I still maintain my record of never in 43 years wishing I didn't have to go to church. And never in how many other years I've been going to jail have I thought, oh, you're going to go over to see those people again. I get joy just thinking about the Lord. You know? Joy, we can use joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I'll enter his courts with praise. I'll say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. He's made me glad. You see, being built up. Build one another up. You know, maybe the Lord will put somebody on your heart and you have to call him and say, hey, rejoice in the Lord always. He said, what's that about? Obviously, you needed it. Amen. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need the living water to flow to us and through us. We need to rejoice in you. We need to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to see you more, feel you more, love you more. This is my desire, Lord. I want to honor you. And we just praise you, Father, because all we have to do is look for you. Seek the Lord, and there you are, as close as the mention of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless this day. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, can we sing happy birthday to you, Derek? You had a birthday.
Yeah.
Huh? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Derek. May God bless you. 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 Happy birthday, Derek. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Derek. May God bless you. Amen. Amen. Do, do, do.